Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow, take you along for the ride, and I look for that safe, secure, predictable, and 1% per week. Is that right? Safe, secure, predictable, and consistent. Oh, that's what I forgot. Consistent. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All right, anyway, it is Friday, the 22nd of March. The third Friday of the month is finally here. The market's going to close in about 40 minutes. So we have 40 minutes to go over all the trades that I've done over the week, and I have quite a bit. Now, I haven't seen this many ITMs in a long time. Here, out of six positions on this particular account, I got four ITMs in the money. On my other account, I have five positions. Every single one of them is in the money. And I love it when that happens. That means I'm going to be back into 100% cash come Monday morning. All right, so let's go over the numbers real quick, get those done and out of the way, and then we can see what the audience has in their positions if they have any questions. First on our list is going to be alphabetical order, of course, CMCSA. There you go. All righty, so 30 days ago today, we're on the 22nd, so we're going to go back to the 22nd of February. Here we go. Okay, the 22nd of February was the 30-day bottom for Comcast. Okay, nice escalation up to the 30-day high, and that was on the 13th, which was last Wednesday, and that was 43.68. From there, the very next day, that was a big drop. That was a big drop. It goes from the 30-day top at 43.68, and drops all the way down to 42.01. All right, well, anyway, other than that, basically gone sideways for the last 5 days. No big jump up, nothing big on the downside either. 42.69 is where we're at, and I'm into this one at 43.42. I sold off to 43. So I got no problem whatsoever letting this thing expire worthless and then doing it again on Monday. Works for me. Where is Comcast for their dividend? Oops, I can do that again. CMCSA. Okay, that is the 4th. All right, we're on the 22nd, okay, which is week number 12 for the quarter. Okay, so we're in week number 12 for the quarter. All right, so we have next week, which is the 25th through the 29th, for us to do it all over again. So CMCSA for next week. The 43s are going for 20. Oh, man. Ain't the greatest in the world, but look at it this way. Four premiums and a dividend. No problem whatsoever. Anyway, so that's Comcast. All right. JWN is next on the list. JWN. The last 30 days for JWN. Hope I can go back one more day. Go back to the 22nd of February. There it is right there. Okay, so 30 days ago today for Nordstrom's, we opened up at 2020. Okay, 4 days later, we had a double top at 21.91. 3 days going sideways, and then the market maker takes all those profits away. If you don't take your profit, the market maker is going to take them away. So we're sitting at on the 5th, at 20.91, very next day, the market maker took all those profits away and opened up at 18.73 and continued to drop all the way down to 17.40 that day. Wow. Okay, so our 30-day bottom is actually a double bottom, and that was the 18th and the 19th, which was Monday and Tuesday, and that was 16.82. All right, so nice up day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Three up days in a row. And what do we have today? Pullback. Called it. Nailed it. Anyway, that's why I said yesterday it's going to be pullback. I mean, don't get me wrong. I might jump into Nordstrom again next week. Let's take a look at where I am. And then we'll take a look at what the numbers look like for next week. Just in case, you know, might want to jump into it again next week. Okay, I'm into it at 16.95. I sold off to 17s. And we're into 1908 at the moment. These things are going bye-bye. But let's see what the numbers look like for next week. JWN. in. Now, I like companies that consistently give me higher and higher premiums on a weekly basis. Now, JWN at the moment is at 1907. Okay, the 19s for next week are going for 39 cents. That is very close to 2%. I just might think about jumping into Nordstrom's again to get that 2% because, hey, I'll do 2% all day long if, you know, if they give it to me every single week. So JWN is going to be on my list, and I am going to circle it because that's what I do when I like something. Okay, so next on the list, JWN looked pretty good. Kohl's is next. KSS, Kohl's. And the last 30 days for Kohl's, I'll go back to the 22nd. There it is. Okay, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 27.55. Now, about a week later, we're at 28.93. That was on the 4th of March. From there, from that 30-day high, we go 2.5 weeks to the 30-day bottom. The 30-day bottom just so happens to be this Tuesday. And three more big days. Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Again, I said the same thing yesterday. Today's going to be some profit taking. Exactly what happened. All right, so a 30-day bottom was 24.22. We're sitting at 26.41 at this moment. Now, I'm into Kohl's on this account at 27.97. And I sold the 26s. So, I sold them at 15 cents. They're worth 43 at the moment. I just might let them go. However, I might want to keep my eye on this one because I want to see what happens in the next, 34 minutes? You know, if it gets close enough, I just might buy them back, you know, but we'll see. At this moment, I'll let them go. If they drop a little bit more, I might buy them back. I'm not sure. Okay, USB. USB is next on the list. USB, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 41.35. 2 days later, we got the 30-day bottom on the 26th, and that was 40.65. Now, we had a little bit of uptick, brought it up to the 13th before she pulled back, and then she jumped up Wednesday, Thursday, and today. Today made the 30-day high at 45.04, but we had some pullback. Okay, now we're sitting at 43.80. Now, where am I with USB? On this account, we got it at 42.45. Sold the 42.5s. That's going bye-bye. Next on the list, Verizon. VZ. Okay, Verizon, the last 30 days, we opened up at 40.75. 1 day later, on the 23rd, was the 30-day high at 41.15. Now you get your profit taking, she jumps up, a little bit more profit taking, jumps up, a little bit more profit taking. I love it when a stock is predictable. It goes up 4 or 5 days, come down 3. Goes up 2 or 3 days, come down. Goes up 4 days, comes back down again. Now we have our 30-day bottom on last Friday. Okay, that was 39.14. From that 30-day bottom, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days to the upside. Today was the 30-day, wasn't really a 30-day high. Okay, but we jumped up and she hit a top of 40.81. Now, the 30-day high was 29 days ago, okay? And that was 40.81. Today's high was 4. Is that right? No. The 30-day high was, let me get this right there, 41.15. Today's high was 40.81. Not quite a 30-day high, but she pulled back, was sitting at 40.31 at the moment. And where am I with Verizon? I jumped in at 39.95. I sold the 40s. I'm going to collect an additional 5 cents a share, but it is what it is. WBA, last one on the list for this account before we jump over, take a look at the other account. The 22nd, there it is. 30 days ago today with Walgreens, we opened up at 21.62. The 30-day high was the very next day at 21.93. Okay, she drops for about 7 days to get to a 30-day bottom at 20.42. Now, from the 30-day bottom, she goes up 5 days, down 5 days, then she goes basically sideways for the last 7 days. Okay? And we're sitting at 20.64. Now, I'm into Walgreens at 21.62. I'm going to let this one expire and just take it into next week. Do the exact same thing again next week. What does Walgreens look like next week? WBA. Okay, so Walgreens, the 21 and a halves are going for 50 cents. I have no problem whatsoever holding on to a stock that consistently gives me over 1% every single week. None whatsoever. I love Walgreens. Okay, so that's this account. Let's move on over to our other account because everything is in the money over there. Let's open up that one so everyone can see it. All right. Ford, top of the list. Last 30 days. Boy, look at that nice jump up Ford had the other day. That is so lovely. All right, 30 days ago, Ford opened up at $12.13. I love a $12 stock, especially a company that's been around for over 100 years. My grandson can afford to buy some of this stuff. I mean, $12.14. All right, anyway, 30 days ago, $12.13. Our 30-day bottom was 2 days later on the 26th of last month, and that was $11.95. From there, we get 5 days to the 30-day. I'm not quite sure if this is the 30-day top. Nope. It was the previous 30-day top, and that was 1303. Okay, had the a bunch of profit taken, brought us all the way in down to last Friday. Last Friday, she had a bottom. Oh, wait a minute. No. That was Monday. This Monday, we have a new bottom. Not a new 30-day bottom, but, you know, low enough, 1198. Now, from there, you got 5 days to the upside. We have our new 30-day top, which was yesterday at 1306. A little bit of pullback today. We're sitting at 1289. Where am I with Ford here? 1256. I sold off the 1282s. So that one's going to be gone. I could buy it back for 6 cents. I don't see the point because I could just jump in again next week. I'm going to let it expire. Let whoever wants it can take it from me. Now, we already looked at JWN. We looked at Kohl's. We looked at USB. The only one we haven't looked at is NYCB. Now, NYCB, New York City Bank. That was just a fluke, NYCB. It didn't make my chart on my list, but somebody in the audience suggested it one time, and it was just easy money. I couldn't pass it up against all my rules, but it was just there. All right, so let's take a look at the last 30 days with NYCB. All right, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 452. 5 days later, she drops from 480 down to 350. We have our 30-day bottom on the 6th, which was 2 weeks ago. Basically went sideways. We're sitting at 353. Okay, so I'm into this one at 380, and I sold off the 4s. I'm just going to let this one go and do the same thing again next week because it gave me over 1% last week. And what does it look like for next week? Hold on, where it is, right there. NYCB, next week the 4s aren't worth crap, but the 350s are worth 10 cents. All right, I mean, I'm into it at 353. Okay, I already collected a nice premium this week. I have no problem selling another premium next week. And the premium for next week is 10 cents, which is over 2%. I'm perfectly fine with that. But then again, you know, NYCB doesn't really fit my list, but I couldn't pass up easy money. And I feel bad about that because, you know, it kind of goes against my rules. All right, so we're switching back over to the account. We're basically done for the day. We will catch you guys again on Monday. All right, where I'm going to show you what my trades are going to be and let you know exactly what I jumped out of this week and what I'm carrying into next week. Okay, so as of this moment, it looks like I'm only carrying Comcast and Walgreens. And I have no problem carrying Walgreens. It consistently gives me more than 1% every single week. Other than that, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for that safe, secure, predictable, and consistent 1% per week. And I bring you along for the ride. So, you guys, I'll catch you on Monday, and have a great weekend.